Welcome to the Success Revolution podcast with Gemma Bernad.
Hello there, incredible woman. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the podcast. Okay, I'm feeling really excited because I have a really special treat for you over the next 10 to 12 weeks. And I just want to dive straight into this episode. I want to talk about this. I want to let you know what's coming up. I want to let you know the background of it. I kind of want to tell you all the things, okay? So if you haven't already grabbed a cup of tea or coffee, whatever floats your boat, maybe it's a champagne, maybe it's a glass of wine. Why don't you do that? Kick your feet up. If you're driving, don't do that, obviously. Grab a coffee, but don't kick your feet up. And let's have a bit of a powwow. Let's have a bit of a conversation. So if you are kind of newish to my world, I mean, we're in the 200s here in terms of episode numbers. So if you haven't been around for the full 200 and however many episodes we're at, then let me take you back. Because episode one, which is where the podcast started, strangely enough, all began because I shared an experiment. In fact, the entire podcast began because of an experiment. And this was like 4 or 5 years ago now. Yeah, I think it was 2018. And that experiment was that I was going to learn over 120 days. I was going to learn everything I could about manifestation, and I was literally going to share it with the world. It's exactly what my whole philosophy was. That's exactly what the podcast was built on. In fact, that's exactly what my entire coaching business has been built on. I'm going to learn, I'm going to share, I'm going to teach, I'm going to help you create what you want. Very, very simple. And I loved it. I had so much fun. I used to, every week, take what was my husband's little earpiece and microphone, and I used to go in to my walk-in wardrobe, because best acoustics, by the way, which I should totally do, because this my office has really bad acoustics, which I'm trying to fix. And I used to sit in there and I used to just talk and share. Sometimes I'd bring guests on, but a lot of the time it was just me talking about and teaching around the things that I was learning about manifestation, you know, steps and principles and how I was applying it and all of those things. And I loved it and it was so fun. And from there, a business was born. From there, a community was born. And so lately I've been going through, in fact, lately, last number of years, let's be frank here, like some really, really big upgrades, some really, really big shifts within myself. And I've really been feeling into what everything is going to look like within my business, on the podcast, all those things. And there's been lots of changes. I've rebranded. This podcast was The Manifesting Mums. It's now The Success Revolution Podcast. I've changed the name of my Facebook group a few times. I've launched incredible offers and teachings many times over, many variations of different things. It's one of the things I love to do. I used to think negatively of this, like, oh, I change my mind all the time. But recently, a mentor I'm working with has been like, you know what, Gemma, you move fast. You evolve really quickly. This is what happens. You upgrade, you up-level, you move, you create. This is who you are. This is what you do, which I love because this is what I do. This is who I am. I don't conform into this kind of box or this idea of it's just like I'm an expert in this like one thing and that's just what I sell. Like I, for me, I love to talk about success. I love to help women to create exactly what they want in their business through the lens of being as successful as they want to be and really having it all. And so I get to play with so many different aspects and areas of this as I come more and more back to myself. And so I'm going to right now embark on a new experiment. Oh, it's like just so much fun to my soul. This is very third line energy in human design because I'm a 3-5 sacral generator. It's very third line. It's very like, I'm going to try everything. I'm going to experiment with things, trial and error. It's just who I am. And so this experiment feels really good. And I want to invite you on this experiment for the next 10 to 12 weeks. It's going to run through until the end of the year. Effectively, I'm going to do 90 days. Okay. So starting the first week of October, I think think that's going to finish around the end of December. Doesn't matter. I'm taking this through to the end of the year. But this is going to be done like a season. This is kind of almost like my summer season, my spring summer season of the podcast, which I'm experimenting with. And then I'm going to break a little bit over the new year, and then we'll come back again in 2024. So this is really going to be a season. And this season is called the Playful Uplevel. Oh, which I'm so excited about. So. Anyway, I was going to say try and contain my excitement. You know what? I'm not going to contain my excitement. I'm really fucking excited about this. My whole body is tingling. My sacral is on fire. This feels so fun. It feels so me. It feels so energizing. So I'm not going to dim my excitement down. Because normally what I would do, like, get control of it, Gemma. Don't let it get out of control. You're on a podcast. Like, no, I'm really, really fucking excited. Because this has been something that's been knocking on my door for a number of years. As a lot of you will know, my background in terms of my own personal experience. You know, I've had a lot of trauma as a child, my mum dying at 10, blah, 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 honestly. And I say that with respect to everyone and their trauma, but sometimes it feels like blah, 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 blah. It's like, yeah, yeah, it's there. And so I've done a lot of work. Like when it comes to the work, I've done the work. You know, outside of traveling to Costa Rica to do an ayahuasca ceremony, I've done the work. I've gone deep. I have ventured and journeyed into past pains so many times. I mean, I specialize in rapid transformational therapy and my own energetic work as well as somatic nervous system practices. Like, I know how to work with that, the pain. I know how to work with the pain of the past. I really know how to go into that. And that's something I have experienced a lot of, I guess, comfort. It's like familiarity. Like, I know how to be in the pain of the past. I know how to go deep into those things. I know how to sit with my inner child and like rock her to the point that she's almost dizzy. I know how to feel the anger and the sadness and the grief and like cry so much that snot is literally like hanging out of my nose. And if you've had those sessions, you know what I'm talking about. I have done that work. I have worked with so many healers who have healed, you know, past lives and this life and energetic connections to everything. I've done all of that. And it is, honestly, it's been incredible. And I am so incredibly grateful for that work. But again, over the last probably almost 2 years, actually, there's just been little knocks on the door. And I have literally turned a blind eye to them. And those knocks have been, and it's all through my gene keys. And now I'm understanding astrology on a deeper level. It's like all through my astrology as well. So no wonder the knocks have been there. But that is to have more fun. To not take this whole growth and evolution journey, this quest for success, for more success. You know, because I'm an overachiever. I am ambitious. I love that part of me. I'm not switching it off. I'm not going to switch it off. I want to grow. I want to expand within myself. I want to really experience my potential, whatever that looks like, and the expression of that through business, through relationship, through health and body, through parenting, all of those things. I've signed up for that shit in this lifetime. I'm not going to dim that. I'm not going to slow down and, you know, pretend that I don't have ambition and that I'm going to like lessen my dreams. What I am going to do, though, is bring some lightness and some play and some fun and some pleasure and some joy to it. Because those knocks have come from past mentors who've said things about having more fun. Those knocks have come inside my gene keys, literally my pearl sphere in my gene keys, which is all connected to money, is so much about bliss and lightening up, and the shadow frequency is about seriousness. So this is like, for me, I'm in this stage now of my journey where I've done the serious, I've done the healing, and now I just want to have some fucking fun. The next frontier for me is fun. That's what this is. And this is what my 90-day experiment is all about. It's called the Playful Uplevel, and it is all about playing my way into my next level. It's all about fun, like this being the phase of fun. It's all about the joy, doing things that light me up. Laughing more. Oh my God, laughing more. I have been laughing so much more. It is so good. Dancing and being silly with my kids. And just being silly with myself. Just moving from that seriousness to that silliness. And just letting that be what really pulls me into this, you know, bigger level for me. Because I've dragged my ass there. I have dragged my ass into the next level. Like I've dragged my inner child kicking and screaming. I really have. Now I want to dance my way there. Now I want to play with what that looks like. I want to laugh. I want to have fun. I want to put offers out in my business and that feel expansive and fun. I want to have fun conversations. I want to, you know, even look at some of the things that we take really seriously and bring some lightness to it. That's one of the things I love to do. I want to like fall deeply and madly in love with who I am at every phase. And I want to let that part of me be seen. Because, you know, this came up in conversation with a client recently, and I won't share the details, but it was very evident that, you know, she's good at the serious part. But there's this fun, frivolous, silly side to her that she lets out with her kids, but she doesn't let out in other areas. And I gave her that homework. I'm like, let's let that part of you out. It's there, but you're not letting it be seen and loved by more people. And this is something that has been such a huge thing for me. Huge thing for me is not feeling like I was safe to really let that part of me be seen. And I want to change that because I know, here's the truth, I know incredible things happen when I have more fun. It's I've got the evidence of it already. You know, even in my business, my highest cash month came from having fun, from doing fun things, from putting out fun offers. My biggest quantum leap in my entire life was when I met my husband. I went from literally alone, lonely, miserable to like living with my soon-to-be life partner within like 3 months. It was a huge leap. And that all came about because my dad gave me very, very clear advice, which I never normally listen to, but in this instance I did, and that was go out and enjoy life, Gemma. Go and have fun. Go and get some hobbies. Little did I know that those hobbies would lead to actually the connection with my husband, but it's no surprise that that's what happened. I up-level in the most incredible ways when I have fun, when I play, when I let myself really tap into the pleasure of the joy. I let myself experience all of it. That doesn't mean like I'm like going to gaslight and bypass any moments of stress or tension or frustration or any of those sorts of things. Like, but I can also bring lightness to that too, which I love doing with my kids as well. Like when my kids get really cranky about something or annoyed, I like pull funny faces and I'm like, don't laugh now. You're not allowed to laugh. You're really cranky. Like we can do that with ourselves too. You know, we can bring lightness to all of these experiences, even the painful things that we go through. I think there's space for us to do that. And that's the thing. I actually love doing that. I really feel like we take life, we take business. I have so seriously. Like it's life and death. You know, if you have a business and you're in my world, there's a very good chance you probably live a fairly privileged life in some way, shape or form. You've got a roof over your head. You've got food on the table. Okay. Maybe you're not making the money in your business you really want to, but seriously, like we take it so seriously. I have absolutely done that. I've got to set these goals and I've got to like take this business thing really seriously. And I'm all for setting goals, but what if we can actually dance our way there instead of drag ourselves there? And that's exactly what this playful up level for me is all about. You know, this is really about up leveling into who I am more and more so. This is about me really meeting the potential, like all facets of myself. Because as I said, I've been really comfortable in the pain, been really comfortable in the trauma, the things that have happened, the seriousness of life, all those things. I don't want to do that anymore. I'm done. I'm like done. I'm done with that. I will meet it if and when it comes up. Okay? All of that. But I am ready for the playful up level. So this is what it's going to look like. This is episode one in this special series. Every week, I'm going to come back in here and I am going to share with you what I'm moving through. I'm going to share with you things that I've done because I'm very practical. I'm going to share with you how I am inviting more play and fun into my life, into my business, into whatever it is that feels real for me in this moment. I'm going to bring you on this journey with me. And I'm going to share it all behind the scenes as I am moving through it. This is something that I love to see in other women. And I don't feel like I see enough of this in business too. We see enough of the transformation like after the fact. But whilst people are going through it, I don't really see enough of that. Maybe I'm not following the right people. I don't know. But I want to bring you on the journey in real time with me. And so together every week, you can join me here on the podcast and I'm going to share with you again what feels real for me when it comes to how I am navigating my own playful up level. And I'm going to invite you into that space too. No matter where you're at in your life, no matter where you're at in your business, no matter what goal, breakthrough, up level you want, whether that's in business, in relationship, in body, in health, in parenting, whatever it is, whatever that breakthrough is, whatever that next level looks like for you, I want to invite you to join me, to join us together, playfully up-level ourselves, have some more fun, find the lightness in this journey and enjoy it, because I don't want to be like, cool, I'm here, and that was really freaking painful. I want to be able to be like, that journey was incredible. I don't want to be that person who gets to the airport, it's like, oh, I can't wait to get to the holiday, instead of being like, oh my God, I'm on holidays already. You know, we're always like, when I get to the destination, but we don't realize that the holiday started the moment we left our home. I want to be that person that's like, oh my God, this is amazing. This is inside of me. And I keep a lot of this behind closed doors. I'm very comfortable having this playful, fun side with my kids. But when it comes to business, I feel like I kind of move into it and it gets too much to hold and I move out of it. So part of this podcast series is going to be about me learning to hold this energy myself. Me learning to expand my own capacity to hold the pleasure and the play in my body, because I'm really good at holding the pain. I'm really good at holding the discomfort. But when it comes to this stuff, can I hold this in my body? Can I make this really familiar in my mind and my body? Can my body expand? Can my mind expand? Can my brain expand to really be able to feel really good in the pleasure? Because believe it or not, that's actually a thing. And that'll be something that I'll talk about, I promise you, over these next couple of months. So with that being said, I'm going to wrap up today's episode. That's all I wanted to do. I wanted to just, this is really just the journey and the invitation to you to come with me, to do this together, to playfully up-level our way to whatever it is that you want to create. Let's make this end of 2023 a firecracker of an end. Let's make this incredible and brilliant and fun and playful. And let's see what we can create along the way too. Like, let's see what achievements, let's see what we can receive. Let's see what changes and evolves within ourselves and within our reality. Let's treat this as an experiment, because that's exactly what it is. All right. I'll see you for another episode inside the Playful Up-Level series really soon. In fact, I'll see you next week, okay? All right, have an incredible day. Bye-bye now.